From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. After years of analysis into what led up to the 9/11 terrorist attacks, we've now moved into the next phase, action. Or at least we're now talking about action. The 9/11 Commission's report makes dozens of recommendations about how to improve counterterrorism, recommendations the commissioners want Congress to take up immediately. But as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, that may prove too difficult to accomplish now.
Just about everyone in Washington lauded the 9/11 Commission for its remarkable bipartisanship and cooperative ambience. The final report featured unanimous recommendations from a panel of Democrats and Republicans together, with not one dissent and no additional views or asides. But even several of the panelists said they don't expect the same kind of cooperation from Congress. And one commissioner said he's not optimistic Congress will move at all on the recommendations. But Commission Chairman Tom Kaine, a Republican, said he and others will do everything they can to keep their report from being shelved.
We have determined as a commission not to let that happen. Now, these are tough recommendations. These are not easy to implement. One of the reasons some of the ones haven't been implemented yet that are made already is because they're tough. They're not easy to do. A lot of these recommendations require changing around the United States government in ways that take power away from some people and reorganize in other ways. That's tough in this town.
Evidence of just how tough came only hours after the 9/11 Commission released its report. Republican House leaders on Capitol Hill gathered for a press conference behind a big red sign that said, "Terror on the Run." Instead of responding directly to the criticism and recommendations of the commission report, House Speaker Dennis Hastert talked about everything his majority party has already done to fight terrorism.
We took the fight to the terrorists in Afghanistan and Iraq. We strengthened our homeland defense. We strengthened anti-terrorist laws with the Patriot Act. We prepared ourselves for the worst-case scenario by passing important legislation on first responders.
And House Republican leader Tom DeLay put a lot of blame for U.S. intelligence errors on the government of the last decade.
During the 1990s, America's intelligence capacity was crippled, and our international credibility was undermined by our refusal to take the terrorist threat seriously enough.
Democrats, too, did their share of political spinning after receiving the 9/11 Commission report. A group of top Democrats held their own press conference talking about the failures of the Republican-controlled Congress. One of their gripes is that Congress has not yet passed a bill to fund the work of the Department of Homeland Security. Republican leaders have blamed Democrats for the holdup, sparking this response from Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
A political party that controls the Senate, the House, and the White House is either ineffective or is just looking for an excuse for their own incompetence if they blame it on the minority party on why they have not been able to do the people's business.
To be fair, both the Republican and Democratic leaders said the 9/11 Commission's recommendations should be taken up in a nonpartisan way. They also said that should happen quickly. House Speaker Hastert said he would ask congressional committees to begin holding hearings on the recommendations, but then he adjourned the House for a 6-week recess. That means the soonest Congress could even begin hearings on the report is September. And that kind of cooling period seems to be just what the 9/11 commissioners hoped to avoid. Commissioner James Thompson sent this warning to politicians across the federal government.
If something bad happens while these recommendations are sitting there, the American people will quickly fix political responsibility for failure, and that responsibility may last for generations, and they will be entitled to do that.
But with Congress striking its everyday tone and sticking to its usual calendar and attitude, there will be no formal consideration until fall, if then. And in the fall, the focus will be on the appropriations bills, the end of the fiscal year, and, of course, the election. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.